Welcome to the 5 Minutes in Edinburgh podcast. In this episode, we speak to the comedian Rich Filcher. Rich was at the Edinburgh Festival performing his latest stand-up show, An Evening with Eleanor. Here, he talks about the show, his previous experiences of performing in Edinburgh, and the past and future of his best-known TV programme, The Mighty Boosh.
This is Rich Filcher, and you're listening to the 5 Minutes in Edinburgh podcast. Oh, baby!
Eleanor is a character that it first appeared on The Mighty Boosh, the Eels episode, cut to a clip. Hi, we're back. Wow, that was great. No, Eleanor is basically the world's greatest groupie. And she's been with everybody, you name it, Air Supply, Hall & Oates. And so she's trying to get off the road, and she's doing these shows where she reads from her autobiography, Eleanor, My Highs and Hellos. And she sings, does quite a bit of poetry, and it's an all-around show. What am I trying to say? I think she's suicidal. No. It's very entertaining. It's an evening with Eleanor. Lots of anecdotes, poetry, and farm animals. I started doing the show solo. I did stand-up even before the Boosh. I started to do little bits with Eleanor. Poems and stand-up. And what am I doing with my hands? So then I decided this spring to go to Australia. And then I did it in Adelaide and Melbourne, and then Los Angeles, and now here. This is the culmination of Eleanor's trip. Dave Brown, who plays Balo, and I wrote the show. So we just decided, because we weren't going to go on tour with the Boosh, because we were planning on doing a U.S. tour, we just decided, let's do something fun and, maybe go to Australia and go skiing. I did a three-man improv show where we improvised a university lecture years ago, like over 10 years ago. And then I did my own one-person show called The Rich Filcher Show. I think four people saw it. And I was on right before the League of Gentlemen. This was the year they won the Perrier Award. So I would get like four people, and then all of a sudden everybody would go, yeah, we want to see League of Gentlemen. Could you move your props? Can we help you move your props? No, but they were great. And I also did a show called Mom, I'm Not a Lawyer, about me pretending to be a lawyer to my parents. So I've done a lot of one-person stuff as well. But this is the first Eleanor where I'm dressed as Eleanor. This is the first Eleanor show. I did a show called Unnatural Acts. It was a sketch show. No one saw it. I think one man, not wearing any pants, saw it. His name is Dobrink. No, but so he saw it, and it was me, Julian, and Noel. We were in it, and then we decided afterwards, let's do something. And so that led to the Boosh. And then I met Dave through, Noel and Julian and, the rest is chaos. I started doing the character even before the Boosh. It sort of developed when we were on tour, and I was, out of it, and I was just sort of saying hello, coming on to everyone. And then the character just sort of developed, like, what are you doing here? And then I wore these glasses and had a big scarf. And so, and then when I was thinking of what should I do one person show about, it sort of was natural that, Eleanor came to mind, that whore, that sleazy slag whore. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. You never forget your first year. You feel like everything happened that year. We performed at a old Masonic lodge. It was on Hill Street. And, like, they have all these names, like Dwight Henderson, 1512. It's like all these names on the wall, and you wondered what happened to them. Were they, destroyed? I mean, and there was a little black room that was totally black, and it was like a closet. And apparently they have that for initiation, and I shouldn't be talking about this. And we had some, shows where nobody showed up, and then we gradually it built up. This was our improv group, and then, yeah. As the first week, nobody really knew about us, and then it caught on because these improvised university lectures. And then by the end, we were selling out. So that was like really memorable in that, you're out there flyering and all that stuff. And one of the most memorable moments is my friend was visiting and she had a broken leg. And I should have told her not to come, but instead, I wound up having to push her everywhere, up and down the hills. And I lost a lot of weight. But it was the worst experience, for wanting to just, go around and be free and do stuff. It's like, where do you want to go now? Okay. Yeah. I like the Meadows. I like Cowgate for some reason. I just like hanging out down there. And I love going up little alleyways and mews and closes. There's no other city like that where you can just go and, whoop, oh, I'm in medieval times. Where's my knife? I mean, not that I need one, but. Well, it's mostly Scottish, right? Isn't it like 93% Scottish? No, it's something like 70%. And the rest are Bulgarian? I don't understand that. So I just throw chocolate at a third of the audience. No. But the bottom line is the audiences here are going to be some of the most comedy, insightful audiences you're going to have. So you better be on your game. Like that. You better be able to hit the ground running. And they will give you, stuff. If they don't think you're doing what you should be doing, they love you. So luckily I've had great experiences out here, so yeah. Comedy is no approach. I would say that you try it out in front of your friends first. And if it starts to do well in that instance, then that's the best litmus test because it's funny, and now it's just a matter of putting that on the stage and being as funny in that respect. So I think a lot of people are like that. It's like they do a lot of funny stuff and they think it's great. And then the minute you transfer it to the stage, that's when it all goes kind of like, oh, that's not what I did. Now I'm like a robot. I'm telling a joke now. Ha, 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 ha. It's not working. It was good to do this show in Australia. I mean, I did it in London as well and just sort of, to fine-tune everything, and which is not to say Australia is the place to fine-tune. No, that's the place to have it. Yeah, I can't believe I said that. Australia is the place. But, it's amazing how, if you do a festival, so first of all, different places, they laugh at different things, and different nights, they're going to laugh at different things. It's just crazy. Because you could have, like, the show, and you go, I know the show, I know where the jokes are, people are going to laugh here. And a lot of times they do, but a lot of times they'll laugh at something just crazy, like, I'll do that. No, I never do that. I've never done that in a show. I'm going to try it tonight. Boosh, you say? We just are finishing up a CD. We went to New York, actually, and laid down some tracks. And, of course, Julian and Noel are doing most of it, and I throw my 2 cents in. And it's going to be good. And that's going to come out maybe in the spring. And they're writing a film as well. So there should be some Boosh stuff coming down the pike. So hold your horses! Jeez! Get off my crazy anus! This is my wrap-up thing. See, I didn't really have any plans, so I was wondering what you guys were doing. Yeah. I thought maybe we could open up a